accession number 3004, Mr. Len Selig, Rio 8. Now, the last thing we want to do is your attitude to Porton Down and whether you're part of the campaign, the Porton Down Veterans Association, that kind of thing. Now, did you think about Porton Down at all after either during the rest of your time in the army or afterwards?
Not during the time in the army, but afterwards I did. It became apparent that some people were ill. My friend Roy Jemmett, I do believe, was affected by what he did at Porton Down. He's not been a very well man. He has all sorts of medical problems. I don't even know what they are, but I know he's taking some very serious drugs. But Porton Down, I could see the need for it where others can't. I see the need that if you're going to have chemical weapons thrown at you, you're going to have to study it and you're going to have to be prepared to throw it back. So I don't have the same anger. I am part of the association. I think in the main, I am quite prepared to fight for those who weren't recompensed. I may have had my human rights challenged by doing things without my permission, but I can see the purpose, and some of my colleagues don't see that.
Now, when did you join the Porton Down Veterans Association?
I've been a member, I think, very shortly after it was formed. I was approached, it's a few years now, isn't it? Four.
Roughly.
It's got to be 7, 8 years ago, surely. I think so.
About 1999.
Yeah, it's got to be. Amazing how time flies.
Now, why did you join? Who approached you?
That's a very good question. I would assume that it would have been Roy. Roy is more heavily into that type of thing and more of a joiner. I think it was Roy. Now, I'm not going to swear to that. I think it was Roy. I didn't think I'd be very welcome because by then I'd already developed the idea that it wasn't for common cold. And this is a bit callous, but that one man died didn't seem a big issue because I remember schemes on Salisbury Plain that have a big military exercise and you could have up to 10 people die on a scheme when the parachutes didn't open or all sorts of different things. So one life didn't seem heavy, but it developed into a massive case. So
did you support the medics? Did you go to the...
Yes, I went down there on the open. I was asked to go by Ken. Ken said we need a good turnout, so I went down to... what was it? Taunton, wasn't it? Taunton, I think.
I can't remember.
Yeah, where the inquest. Yeah, a couple of years ago. Went down there to that, yeah.
But I presume with your attitude, you wouldn't say much.
I didn't say much about it at all, no, because... And by the way, I was treated. I can see Ken, for instance, did do sarin. I did not. And I don't think what I did has done me any particular harm. I try to although my case is going forward, but it's going forward on the grounds that they should have told me what they were going to do. It's more of a abuse of my rights, if you like. That seems to be the case. I'm not going to refuse, but I can't claim bad health as a result of Porton Down.
So you are participating in the court case.
I am, yeah. I am down.
This is the compensation case.
The compensation case, which in my case would have to be minimal. I quite understand that.
And you're doing it on human rights grounds, not on...
No, the lawyers told me that they shouldn't have done what they did, so yes, I am, but not me personally. They've agreed to take on my case, no fee, no win. They must believe that I can be compensated, otherwise they wouldn't have took my case on. So that's their theory. People like Roy and lots of other people are going to say, no, I had cancer, I had this, I had that, as a result of Porton Down. That's much more difficult to prove. At least I can prove the fact that they never told me that they were going to play around with plague or anything else. Even though I didn't suffer from it, maybe I should have been told.
Now, because you mentioned it earlier, You have, though, gone to Porton Down. Did you visit them to get your records?
I didn't. I did it by post, and they sent me the records, which were inaccurate, particularly with the business about pollen.
And Well, you weren't happy with those records, evidently.
Well, no, because the other ones with the gas, yeah, that seems sort of fair. It was fairly reasonable. I mean, I didn't see anything wrong with that. I only see wrong with the idea that the experiment that they said was no different to pollen. That I cannot believe for the reasons I've explained.
Did the records have any scientific... One of the things people have said is that the records that you've given have got no evidence of scientific results.
No.
In other words, they say what the tests are.
What they did.
But where are the... Where are the results?
Where's the benefits? Yeah.
So were there any test results in your what
no,
you got?
No.
So all it says is
what you did. It doesn't say what effect it had on you. It just says you did that. It doesn't say you did that and passed out. It doesn't say anything like that. You did that. This is the chemical that we used on you. That's all.
Did they say if there are any test results anywhere?
No. Not that I've ever seen, no.
So they say that they don't exist. Well, they're not providing them anyway.
They're not providing them.
Now, just finally, I mean, to me it doesn't seem as important that it's been that big a thing to you. I mean, you're willing to support people that have had trouble.
Yes,
you're not personally
But
that
personally, I have. That's true. That I have no cause. I can't look back at anything. I always say when any of the lads sort of say, well, you know, is there anything that has changed your life? I could say that I caught Peter Pan syndrome. I never grew up, and that's all I can say. And they might want to sue me if that is the case. In other words, I still enjoy my life.
Thank you very much.